Dear friends, in this weekly study of Bhagavad Gita, we are now at the 10th chapter, which is titled in Sanskrit as Vibhuti Yoga, means connecting to God through special manifestations. Whole world is the manifestation of God. Lord explained that this whole universe is just God alone in different forms. These forms come and go, but Lord remains. Like the ocean remains, the waves, they rise and fall. So also the Lord manifests as all these different changing, shifting, illusory names and forms. These names and forms, they appear and disappear. In and through all of them, this Lord alone is manifesting. And to feel this, to experience this, is the goal of life. When one experiences this truth, then one goes beyond all sufferings and experiences ultimate peace and bliss. Therefore, it is very important to know this. And Lord said that this is how I shower grace upon those who intensely devote their lives to me. The grace is showered in the form of lighting a lamp of knowledge, that beautiful concept we saw earlier. And after telling this, Arjuna has a question, or a request, not just a question, but a sincere request. And we began discussing this request of Arjuna. Arjuna says that, well, this whole universe as you described is your manifestation. You are the Lord of everything, and not only all the great sages of past and present, they say that even you also have described it. And all this is true. All this is true. Arjuna says that I now feel that all this is true. It is a very special statement. You can see that Krishna is Arjuna's friend, standing in front of him right there as his charioteer. In a way, at a lower status or lower station than Arjuna. Arjuna is the warrior sitting in that chariot, sitting or standing, using that chariot to fight. And the job of the charioteer is just to take the chariot wherever that warrior wants to go and fight. So the position of Krishna was that of a charioteer. And yet now, after listening to Lord for last 9.5 chapters, Krishna is now seen by Arjuna as Lord, God in this form in front of me. That doesn't mean he is no longer a friend. A friend can be, you know, having many other qualities. That doesn't mean that that person is not your friend. A person can be, say, the president, and can be your friend. A person can be a beggar on the street and can be your friend. a person can have different qualities, like somebody is a great mathematician, can be your friend. Somebody can have other skills, still that person can be your friend. So, friend is a human relationship, that somebody is my friend. So, that relationship can be established with God also, that God is my friend. So, it doesn't negate the Godhood. Being friend doesn't mean that that person is no more God. It's God and friend. So, God and friend, Arjuna is seeing this to a great extent, or feeling at least this truth. And so he says, all this that the sages describe you, that is true. Now, a request comes after this somewhat kind of a preamble. Now, he says that this whole universe is yours, and so my mind should go to you. My mind should turn to God. But the problem is it doesn't turn to God. It turns to ball game. It turns to the different other things. How to feel your presence in all these things? So you need now to tell me that how you are in the all these forms. You have to show me in a special way, so that whenever my mind goes to those things, I will be able to feel not that thing, but your glory. That is the secret of turning our mind to God. This chapter has this very important feature. It is a great psychotherapy, a treatment for the sick mind. Sick means it goes and gets trapped. It goes to different names and forms and then gets trapped there, feels that terrible bondage and the consequent suffering. Because these names and forms are illusory. You can see why that state of bondage comes. You want to hold on to them, but they, by their very nature, they are changing, and therefore it is not possible for us to hold on to them. So, that creates a big that bondage in the sense, even when we do not really want to get caught, our attraction and our habits that have been developed for say how many births, it makes us go in those directions. It is like a case which is worse than say a mouse getting trapped. Mouse goes unconsciously, doesn't know that there is a trap laid, and therefore it goes and then takes that whatever candy or something and gets trapped. Human beings after a while understand that these are traps, and yet the mind keeps on going to those things. So, how to turn it now? What technique should be used to turn it? How to think of God in various different ways? The mind is running to all different things. A spiritual aspirant wants that the mind should not run to all those things. It should run to God alone. But what is that? Is how human beings have this sense of ethics and morality. What is ethics and morality? We have a sense of what should be and what is. what is and what should be. A gap is felt in between, and that is what propels, prompt us to change from what is to what should be. That is what is the sense of ethics, that, oh, that is correct, that is the right behavior, that is how I should change myself. This feeling the gap is the cause of the sense of ethics. So, one sees this, that my mind should go to that which is real, not to something that is just a play of shadows or something that comes and goes like dream. My mind should not go to that. My mind should go to that which is real. And yet, this problem is faced by all of us, that it goes to where it should not go. And it goes there and suffers. It goes there and gets caught. So, therefore, this question has sprung up from a real great yearning in the mind of a spiritual aspirant like Arjuna, that please tell me how practically I will be able to turn my mind to you, O Lord. Wherever my mind goes, please let me see how you are present there. So these verses are very beautiful. The 16th verse of this 10th chapter. Vaktum arhasya sheshena divyayatma vibhutayah yabhir vibhuti bhir loka lokan imanstvam vyapyatishthasi. Verily, you alone can fully tell about your divine glories, through which pervading all these worlds, you exist. You should tell me about all these things so that my mind will go to you. It is the Lord's appearance will be felt in all these and not that thing. That particular thing, if we see it as separate from God, then we get caught. When we see that it is the manifestation of God, God alone is the reality there, then the mind will not get caught. So this is a challenge for spiritual aspirant. So otherwise it is, you know, we try different remedies. Like they tell the story of a person that he was carrying some opium and he was asked, why do you carry this opium? Well, he said that whenever I see snakes, I get scared, and therefore I take opium. But why do you see the snakes? I carry those also with me. So he carries the snakes, and therefore to get cured from the snakes, that fear of snake, he takes a little opium. So our case is like that, that we get caught and then try to see how the matters can be mend. So the mending of the matters is like, you know, get the disease and then get cured. One doctor told that a patient had come and said that I am having a lot of cough. The doctor said, take this medicine. Will that remove my cough? No, no, I don't know about that. But when you take this, you will get fever. because I am doctor for fevers, not for coughs. So first get fever, then I will be able to give medication to you. I don't treat coughs. So it is, this is how our treatments here in this world are like that. That we get the disease, we go and buy the disease first, and then start looking for the cure for it. So instead, when we get tired of this, we ask this, that how my mind will go to you, tell me your different manifestations. Katham vidyam aham yogim stvam sada parijantayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyose bhagavan maya. In what ways, always thinking of you, O yogin, can I know you? In which particular objects are you to be meditated upon by me? That by me is an important word. By me means people, Arjuna is talking about himself, and that becomes applicable to people like us. Whose minds go in various different ways, but to what do they go? See, they go to the great things. Whatever is considered great in this world, the mind goes to that. That great scientist, Nobel laureate, great actor, sports person, great politician, the minds go to that. The wonderful great Egyptian pyramids, the big Pacific Ocean, whatever is big, great, specially noteworthy, our minds go to that. You see that we always want to know about whether Red Sox won or lost, we keep on thinking about that. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of people think about that. Hundreds of thousands of people are concerned or are eager to know how President Obama passes his day. It is about others, nobody really bothers. What Yogatmananda is doing, nobody has to worry about. But those who are great people, reporters are after them because people want to know about them. And that they will catch some pictures here and there, put some secret cameras, and then bring out a picture. Hey, look! So, it is. Why? Because people want to know about such noteworthy either people or places. So, therefore, our minds go towards those things. Had our minds not been going towards those things, this chapter would have been completely unnecessary. Many who study Bhagavad Gita only from an academic point of view, they therefore cannot understand the significance of this chapter. One has to be a spiritual aspirant to feel the significance of this. Otherwise, the question why Arjuna is asking this will not be understood. The reason that Arjuna is asking is hidden in our psychology, that we are just concerned about the big things, famous things, and want to know about it, want to think about it. The mind goes to it automatically. Whatever you feel great, people start talking about it. It is, even if that somebody is, need not be a good person, great in any way, the biggest robber, Al Capone, so everybody knows, you know. It is somebody who does a minor theft, who cares, you know. But somebody who is big in that field also, that person becomes known. Big terrorist, Osama bin Laden, everybody knows. Some little guy there who cares, you see, nobody knows about them. So the mind goes to all such great, big, famous things. So, now this is a fact that the mind goes there. So, instead of that, the mind should go to God. That is the concern. That is the idea. Let us feel this. That is how the meditation can go on properly. Otherwise, we sit, decide that let me think of God. And then you sit thinking about God, and then the mind wanders about where does it go, how much is the score at that ball game, and the mind starts thinking about that. So the mind slips to such things. Isn't it a practical aspect in our life that we keep on thinking about such things? And therefore, where the mind automatically goes, there it is important to feel the presence, not of that thing, but God. Not of that particular object or person, but that of God. It is not important that the mind goes to Niagara. Big, yeah, it is, what a great place, beautiful place. So, the mind goes to Niagara. But if we see Niagara as not in itself of any importance, but the glory of Lord is manifested there. Anywhere we see the greatness, the mind will go there. And now, let us remember that the greatness is because of God. So, mind will now go to God. This is a technique that is employed here. For the spiritual development also, we have to employ this suitable, powerful techniques. And this is a very powerful technique that whatever the mind goes to, we will be able to connect it to God. So, Arjuna asked this to Krishna, please tell me this. And he says that Vistarena, tell me in details. Why details? Because there are not just a few things that the mind go to. It goes to so many. We may not have a particular interest in a given field. But once somebody has acquired fame, you go to, you think about that, mind goes to that. It is like... if somebody is a very big musician, and if that musician is giving a concert, then the hall will be overflowing. People will pay $100 or $200 buy the ticket to get there. Not that they are much interested in music as such, but celebrity, you know, craze about celebrity, that will pull them there. So, whatever is great, and we, our mind is full of so many such great things in different fields to where the mind keeps on going. So, therefore, Arjuna asks, Vistarenatmano yogam vibhutim cha janardana Bhuya kathaya triptirhe shrinvato nasti me mritam. O Janardana, tell me once more in detail about your powers and glories, for I am not satiated by listening to your nectar-like words. This is what happens, that when you are tremendously feeling the love to somebody, this shows that now Arjuna is feeling the divine presence and the love as friend. You know, he was Arjuna's friend, so the love to him as friend, that love is remaining, not only remaining, is intensifying by seeing that he is God, my friend is God. How big, you know. So it is that love becomes more intense, more, much bigger. So now what happens then if a person is, you know, in love with someone, now wants to therefore listen to that person again and again for a long time. It is therefore when a girl falls in love with a boy, then every word that the man utters becomes music for her ears, wants to hear all the time. Similarly, the man also feels like hearing to her all the time. But that doesn't last much. For it is said that in the first year that after marriage, the man talks and the wife listens. The next year, the wife talks and the husband listens. From third year onwards, both talk and the neighbors listens. The neighbors listen. That is what happens after that. Because that in the world, the attraction and the charm, that is very temporary and doesn't last much. Why so? Because those things are not real, and so the attraction for them also comes and goes. It has rise and fall. But about God, it goes on increasing because the love is for something real. And so, this is the characteristic of devotion, that it increases. The love for worldly things, if I get something that I like from that person, something that is pleasant, then I love that person. If I don't get something pleasant, rather something that I don't like that I get, then that I don't love that person anymore. So, this is very different about God. So, he says, please tell me, I want to keep on listening to your words. So, even if I have heard these things, don't worry. Please keep on telling. I never feel satiated listening to you. So, Lord started now telling, Shri Bhagavan Vacha, the Blessed Lord said, Hantate kathaye shami divyayatma vibhutayah pradhanyatah kuru shreshtha nastyanto vistarasyame. All right. I shall tell you about my principal divine glories, O best of the Gurus, for there is no end to the details of my glories. You have asked me to tell you in details. I will tell some main important things, because there is really no end to my glories. Everything is the glory of Lord. There is no end to my glories. So, you can remember as many as you want to, but there is no end to my glories. They are infinite. I am telling you just a few, and then he is telling more than a dozen, but it is, I have not counted, it is certainly more than a dozen. But that is how the glory of Lord is really infinite. But for giving us an idea, for letting us understand the principle, he is giving some examples. And that is how principles are taught, through examples. See, in so many different ways, so that then we can understand the principle and apply it to other things which are not actually mentioned here. The examples are for understanding the principle. A little boy was asked by his mother that, well, you learned in school some arithmetic, addition and subtraction. So tell me that if you have 7 oranges, and if you give me 2 of them, how many will be left with you? And the child said, well, we have been given examples only of candies and not of oranges, so I cannot tell you the answer. Ask me in terms of candies, then I will be able to answer you. So now the candy, orange, or that is not important, but when in the beginning what happens, those things get attached to the mind, that it is only the candies, the examples means candies. If the question is asked in terms of something else, the child may get confused. So many examples are given. In other place in Mahabharata, you read a very important text which is recited by really hundreds of thousands of people every day. It is called 1,000 Names of Vishnu, Vishnu Sahasranam, 1,000 Names of Vishnu. And the question was asked there by Arjuna's the eldest brother, Yudhishthira, to a great sage, Bhishma. And then it was asked that, well, tell me all the different names of by which the Lord can be called. Then Bhishma says, well, infinite are his names. In fact, all names are really Lord's names, because everything is in essence Lord, so every name also is really the name of Lord. So the names of Lord are infinite. But I am telling you, those which are important and mostly used by the great sages to address Lord, only such 1,008 I am going to tell you now. So even though they are 1,008, they are only a small number. It is the idea is that really we have to feel the omnipresence of God through that. So similarly, everything is the glory of Lord. The glory of Lord manifests in everything. It is in, yesterday I had gone to an interfaith meeting. We have a nice little group. We meet once a month, and the clergy belonging to all various different faiths, they come. So one of them was telling yesterday that the presence of God is felt in various ways. He said that, well, one friend had come to my home, and early morning he just went out in the garden, and there were nice tulips. So he went and started looking into one tulip. And obviously his eyes were looking and something special that we were not able to see, something that was not easily seen, but that person was feeling it. So he was feeling a special presence in tulip, which is not exactly in the appearance. So the Lord can be felt in different ways. It is Saint Francis of Assisi used to feel the presence of God in all these natural beauties, the plants and the flowers and the birds, and all that was for him the manifestation of God. So everything is really God. That but I will tell you a few important things. But you should not therefore confine God only to that. The idea of telling that really there is no end to my glories, I am telling you just a few. The idea in reminding is that otherwise we will take only those which are told here as the glories, nothing beyond. No, they are just for example. And the glory of Lord is infinite. Wherever we feel greatness, wherever our mind goes and adores it, know that the adoring or feeling of the that glorification there, the glory actually belongs to God. And we are feeling it through that object. Like we are, eating a cookie, feeling that it is sweet. Now the sweetness is from the sugar. If we are eating, the donut, again we feel sweet. So that is again the manifestation of sugar. So wherever you feel sweetness, it is manifestation of that sugar there. So similarly, wherever we feel the sense of greatness, it is manifestation of Lord, because God is great. God alone is great. So there is nothing else really great. What is greatness of a human being? Today that person can do something that you feel great, big, great hero. Sometimes cannot do. What happens? At that time, God is not showing the power through that person. And we see this all the time. In this case of Arjuna, it is a very nice story. As the war ended, every day as the custom was that the charioteer would get down first, and then like a chauffeur, chauffeur gets out of the car, opens the door for the passenger to come out. So Krishna used to get down first, and then would lend hand to Arjuna, and then he would come out. On the last day, the battle is over. Krishna tells Arjuna, you get down first. You get out of the chariot first. And Arjuna obeyed, didn't ask question. And then after Arjuna came out, Krishna jumped off the chariot, and the chariot just blew in flames. And therefore Krishna told Arjuna, this chariot had already actually burnt because of so many weapons they were striking it, so many firearms they had struck it. It was actually burnt, but because of my power, I was holding it together for so long. Now there is no need to hold it on. So therefore I told you to go out first, because as soon as today I will go out, the chariot would have been burnt. And so therefore I have told you to come out. So this whole war was really the glory of Lord. Arjuna thought he is a very powerful warrior. So, when Lord Krishna decided to give up his body, he, with a big army, went to bring all the women there and the other people who were then now devoid of any protector. So Arjuna wanted all those relatives, especially the women of Krishna, to bring them to safety in their kingdom. And what happened? This great warrior who could really win the whole earth. In fact, he had defeated all great warriors in Mahabharata war. This great warrior with all the army, he was attacked by the ordinary dacoits, the robbers. The robbers, and then Arjuna could not do anything. All the women and the lot of wealth, all was abducted by those robbers. How? Because the power in one person, you see that person is very powerful. That is not really power of that person. It is power of Lord. Well, I feel I can do this. If Lord lets you do it, then only you do it. It is the glory of Lord. Without Lord, you cannot do anything. There is that beautiful story in Kena Upanishad, that it is pictured, you know, that how our ego works. It is given a nice story there to explain, because through stories the truths can be understood more easily. So in Hindu mythology there is always the story of the gods and the demons. They fight, and sometimes the gods win, sometimes the demons win. So gods means these demigods or angels. So once these angels won, and then they thought that, wow, how powerful we are. Look, we defeated those demons. Look at our powers. They became puffed up with ego, thinking that it is their power. So Lord decided to teach them a lesson and came amongst them in a very splendorous form of a celestial being. And then they started wondering, who is this fellow? Looks very nice, very full of splendor, full of power, full of glory. Who is this? Let us go and ask. So they told first fire, the god of fire. Fire, you are first among us. So you go and inquire. That who are you? Go to him and inquire. Now this fire goes there, and already he had ego. Now when such an important job is given, I said, look, he started thinking that fire. All important jobs always come to me, you know. Others do not really have much understanding. All they are there, but really I am the one who do all these works. So he was more puffed with ego and went there. And the fire, after getting there, because of the glory of this celestial being, he could not talk. He forgot that he had come to ask him who you are, get information about him. And so he remained just mum. So that celestial being himself asked that, well, who are you? And this fire god answered, I am so and so, I am fire. and I am also called born with knowledge. He told his degree also, his epithet, I am PhD or something like that. So now, said, oh, is it so? And what do you do? Why? What is your special feature? What is your glory? Tell me. And the fire god told, oh, you are asking my glory? You know everything on this earth I can burn in a moment. Oh, is it so? Here is, you know, I wonder how you could do it. Just for to show me, this is a small blade of grass here. Try to burn it. Let me see how you burn it. And the fire god tried again and again, again and again, again and again. The fire which could burn this whole universe could not burn a single blade of grass. Crestfallen, it went back to its colleagues. Then those they sent the wind god. That, oh, fire failed, you go and try. The wind god started, oh, I am great, you know, I knew this fire fellow, he can't do such important things. He wants only to go ahead of everybody. Really, he is not capable of such important assignments. I knew he was going to fail and the job is going to come to me. So, he goes there again. And the same thing happened to him too. Could not really utter a word asking this celestial being who you are. And so he again asked, who are you? I am the wind god. What do you do? What's your function? Why are you being glorified like that? What's your function? That I can blow away everything in the universe. With my power, I can shake up everything. I can bring tornadoes and then can do lot of all destruction. That is my power. Oh, is it so? And he showed the same blade of grass. Okay, try to blow it. And the wind god could not blow it. Because it is not really his glory. It is the glory of God. As long as the glory of God is manifesting through something, that fellow starts feeling it is my glory. Other people also start thinking that it is his or her glory. But it is the glory of God. So therefore, let us remember this, that it is the glory of God. Sri Ramakrishna used to give example this man, because he has a couple of university degrees, is saying, I don't believe in God. He's climbing down the stairs and he's telling, I don't believe in God. I can do this and I can do that, and misses a step and dies there. What can he do? If God allows, then you have some power. It is the power of God in everything. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, remember, without his wish, even a leaf of a tree cannot move. Even a leaf of tree moves because of the wish of God. So it is the glory of God. Everything is the glory of God. So with that spirit, we should be reading these verses, that these special things are told which we feel that they are great. Instead of considering they are great, let us feel they are manifesting the greatness of God. So, Lord says that, remember first glory of mine, that verse 20th, we shall just read that verse and then try to think of it in our next class. Ahamatma gudakesha sarva bhutashaya sthitah ahamadishya madhyam cha bhutanam anta evacha. I am, O Gudakesha, the Self residing in the minds of all creatures. I am the beginning, the middle, and also the end of all beings. So, remember this principle that I am this very Self of everyone. Ahamatma Gudakesha. Gudakesha is named to Arjuna. That one who has conquered sleep, doesn't sleep. So he is making him aware that I am giving a discourse now, don't sleep. You are conqueror of sleep. So don't sleep. I am the soul of everyone. Whenever a great spiritual practice, whenever we get the feeling of I, instead of that ego, that I feel that it is the presence of God. God is the Atma or the Self or the indwelling reality of everything. It is very important because God is everywhere, but where should we find that? We should find it the closest, the nearest place to us in ourselves. And God is everywhere, out everywhere, but let us feel it first in the nearest person, that is we ourselves. Each of us can feel that God is in me, making me move, making me do many things. God powers me. So that is a great idea, friends, that it is a constant reminder that God is within us. And sarva bhutashaya sthita, in every being, and I am the beginning, the middle, and end of everything. All the processes also happen in me, and nothing goes beyond that. So after understanding this principle, and we shall see the examples. The many examples are given, many of them because of the lost context. Examples are to be given, those examples which people are familiar with. Such examples are to be given when a lecture is to be given to engineers. Then I try to give examples from that field because then they can connect to it. If the talk is to be given in a weaver community, then I have to take the examples about weaving so that they can connect to it. So many of these things which were meaningful in those days, which words were understood well those days, now many of them are obsolete, not understandable, but yet the principle remains intact and we can keep on adding. For example, Niagara is not mentioned here, but then you can think of that God is telling amongst the waterfalls, I am Niagara. So you can think of that. So we shall conclude with the closing prayers unless you have some questions.
Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanyat Shastra Vistarehi Ya Swayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmadvinisrita Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko devo devaki putra eva. Eko mantraha tasya namani yane. Karma pyekam tasya devasya seva. Shri Krishna arpanamastu.